So, I started this recording by wanting to make a ramble fab, but couldn't because I came too fast and it took me like 20 seconds, which was really bad. But so I decided that instead I'd make an aftercare audio before sleep because it's midnight for me. And I couldn't sleep because people were speaking under my window. So I decided that instead of, well, fapping, I would talk to you, listener, and maybe try to make you feel good and sleepy. I'm sorry if my voice is a little bit rough. Obviously tired of moaning. But yeah, I hope you enjoy my voice. You can listen to me. I really hope you had a nice day. And if you didn't have a nice day, I want you to know that it's okay. That tomorrow might be better. It might not, but it might be. And as a general matter, I don't really agree with the fact of saying days are good or bad. I think we should look for beauty and not happiness. Like, if sadness is beautiful, we can appreciate it. It's okay. It's like a sad but beautiful movie. We can appreciate it. It's not because it's sad that it's bad. So, what I want you to think about is how your life is a book like any other. And you're telling a story. And as long as you write the story, as long as you reflect on it, and you narrate it, I'm sorry, the accent is back. You narrate it, you know, it's okay. I don't know how to express that, but make your life smaller. Your life is really little. And the universe is really big, and as general matter, you don't matter, and I don't matter either. So let's just not care, and let's just smile, and think about the little stories we're saying every day. What I'm saying is really, really bad, and probably cheesy, and also I might have killed two people right now, but saying, you don't matter, kill yourself. I'm really sorry. I'm bad at philosophing. I'm not bad at philosophing, but I'm bad at speaking after an orgasm. And those who know me know. So, listen to me, sweetheart. I really wish you were next to me, and instead of talking and trying to tell you that everything is okay, I could just hug you and make you feel like everything is okay, and make you feel like you always have a home to come back to. Don't you feel like a home is like the most beautiful thing ever, having a home? Today I was coming back from work and I was walking on the street, and sometimes I take my phone and I call no one, but I put my phone on my ear and I speak to a character. I choose a character from a book that I read or that I'm writing, and I speak to it and I ask questions, and generally I hear the answers in my head. I can imagine them. And today, well, I imagine something really weird. I'm not going to say my character said something really weird because you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm not. Anyway, my character or my head said that if you have two homes, you have no place. If you are good everywhere, you are lonely. You should have one home, one place to come back to. I thought about it, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that other than with my own experience. I have a necklace with the key to my house. And it's not even a house, it's a house that is like thousands of kilometers away from me. I can't go there, basically. But I have the key there. And I've been told that whatever happens in the world, like whatever happens in my life, I have this key. And I can take the plane and go there anytime and open this house. And this is home. And, well, that's what I've been left with. That's what I'm going to be left with. That's my heritage, a home. I have doors to knock on, and I really hope you have doors to knock on. You have a door, or you have arms to go back to, and I wish I could open my arms for you. And, you know, let you sleep against me, and baby you, and caress your hair, and let you fall asleep to my heartbeat. I wish I could tell you more crazy stories. I wish I could read you poetry before bed, because I do that to people. Well, when I'm asked to. I don't do it randomly. But, I used to read poetry to my grandmother at night. She has Alzheimer's. I'd read her the same poem about 30 times every night. And I loved it. I loved seeing that in her eyes. It was a new thing every night. Every night I sat beside her and told her, "Grandma, I've read a book." And every night I tell her about the same book that I know is her favorite. And I tell her the story again. And she smiles and asks the same questions, but sometimes she asks a new one. But whatever, I don't care about how much she repeats thing. Just the fact that I see that in her eyes, it's new. It becomes new for me too. I love saying this book to my grandmother. What am I talking about? It's like 7 minutes in and I'm saying, I'm sorry. I'm sleepy and I talk a lot. I have a lot of memories. Anyway, I hope I could tell you about how happiness, even when it leaves, it will come back. It's my favorite phrase in the world, actually. It's "Le bonheur en partant m'a dit qu'il reviendrait." Happiness ongoing told me it would come back. And I just say it a lot because I've felt sad, I've felt down, I've felt just, I felt like everything was done, everything, I didn't want to do anything. And then I became happy again. And when I reached the rock bottom, even though, well, I guess we all have a different rock bottom. Anyway, when I reached the rock bottom, and then one day I woke up and I smiled. It was like, it's back. I thought it would never come back and I was going to end everything. And it's back. And every time I feel sad, I remember that it came back. It took years, but it came back. And I know it will come back for each and every of you. Because it always comes back. There is no other end to things. It always comes back. One day you're going to have a smile and you're going to be, peace. It doesn't mean everything will be better. It means you'll be more peaceful. It means you'll be more grounded. And I really hope that for you. Just flow with ideas. I don't know. I'm sleepy. I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't even know if I'm going to post that. Probably not. Maybe make someone check it before. or listen to it myself, but if I do that, I'm going to just delete it, so I don't know. I hope tomorrow you will wake up and look out the window and appreciate whatever you see. And when I mean whatever you see, I mean if you see a building, you look at it and imagine the lives that it contains. If you see the sky, you'll imagine... I'm not going to say something like sky the limit. Oh my god, who invented this phrase? You're going to see the sky and you're going to dream about flying. Actually, flying is a pretty dumb dream. Like, flying must be tiring. Flying must be like walking or swimming. Imagine, like, people are like, yeah, if I could fly, I'd go from country to country. Flying. I'm like, okay, if you are willing to go there flying, then go swimming. And, well, if you're willing to go there flying, imagine they put just a little bridge on, you know, on the ocean to go from a continent to another. Would you take the bridge to go there? No, you would take the car. So if you can fly, you're still going to take the plane anyway. What did I go into? I have no idea. My mind is really messy. I'm probably going to keep this audio personal and send it to... Like, right now I have one person in mind, actually. I don't know that many people that speak English. So, hi, sweetheart. It's pretty late. I think we should both go to sleep. I don't know where my voice have led you. I don't know if you kept listening. But, what can I say? Good night, sweetheart. And, I know everything is going to be alright. And just keep living. The most important is not how you feel. The most important is how you accept how you feel. How you analyze it. You know, it's okay to be not good. It's okay to be anything you want to be. Or you feel like being. It's alright. The most important is to be serene with your inner feelings. I don't know if that makes sense. I guess I'm going to have a hard day tomorrow. I should go to sleep. Oh my god. Okay, that was kind of a ramble, not aftercare, but like a ramble love. That was a ramble love. That was a ramble thoughts. Good night.